What do happy retirees have in common? Hi, I'm Pauline Fjord, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So we can look at what retirees who live a long time have in common. We can look at people in a certain area. We can look at people in a certain age. But I was interested in any retirees, what makes them happy? And what's common to them all? And there's a few things that stand out. So one of them is their mindset. They're more focused on what they can do than what they can't do. So they tend to be more positive. They also are flexible. They're not rigid in their thinking or rigid in the structure of their days or rigid in what they have to do and what they need to do, other than staying healthy. They prioritize their healthy needs. So they get enough sleep, they eat nutritionally, and they move. They have movement in their day, whether it's exercise or just moving. They're not sitting down being sedentary all day. They also pursue things that, either they're passionate about or they just have a lot of interest in. So whether it's hobbies or particular type of work, doesn't matter. And they also contribute, whether they're volunteering or being part of the community in some other way. They're not just all about themselves. They're really looking at the bigger picture of the community as well. And that gives them a purpose. The fact that they are taking care of the community. They are thinking about the community and acting in alignment with what the community needs. And they have, with the hobbies and things they do, they have a purpose. So they're not worrying about, well, I'm just sitting around all day. And let's not forget the financial side. So happy retirees are not necessarily rich. In fact, many of them are not. But they've done the planning so that they don't have to worry about it. They've got the peace of mind that they know they're okay. They also are grateful and appreciative of what they have and the fact that they've lived long enough to have these kind of issues. So, are you happy? If you're not, you might want to think about some of these things and see where the gaps are for you. So, thank you for joining me today. I hope you have some laughter in your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.